G'day family, welcome to the Rush Hour Sunday session, and I love this stuff.
Oh, you were raving about this, wasn't it? Last Sunday was the first one. That's where we look back at all our best bits from the Rush Hour that week.
Yeah, well, let me run you through a few things that have happened this week. Now, Jars, we had a crack at Roo last week.
Yes.
About a long question.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've outdone him. Yeah. You beat him by 2 seconds.
Stop
I thought
it.
That was never going to end.
Stop it.
Bluey, you're right up there with your music stuff. The old Inks instead of In Excess.
And
that
Rem.
Was quite funny. Emma G nearly got us all sent home and working from home again
because she
lit the station on fire. What else we got here? Oh, Jars.
Yes, mate.
You raised a lot of money last weekend. We went through that. We have to talk about the positive things in life as well. So there you go. There's the Sunday session for this week.
Look forward to it. Triple M's Rush
Hour. Now, something has to be addressed. All right, so on Friday night after work, I got a text message from one of my best mates, said, why don't we have a cheeky little beer? So I called into my local, had one on the way home. And when I went up to order, I had a quick chat to the barman, and he put beers down and he said, say hello to Jars for me.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, right, so you know Jars. And he goes, yeah, I play cricket with him. And also, Jars, you're playing for who?
Walkerville Cricket Club.
Walkerville.
Walkerville.
Dave's back.
So I just started sort of digging a little deeper, and I said, you know, how's he been around the group?
Oh, no.
And he said, good. But
he's been
Jars.
Good.
He's,
okay.
Good.
Oh, this is all good.
And then he said something that just needs to be addressed, and the floor will be yours in a second, Jars.
Careful,
Jars,
Greg, careful. Do you really want to go here?
This is going to upset you because... You know, you're a country boy.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually matter where you come from.
No.
These rules do not get broken, right?
He
said, actually, at one of our home games, we everyone was going great and we had a couple of beers.
Nice.
And Jars was in around, had a couple of beers, and then when it was his turn to buy...
Oh, bullshit.
He left.
That's bull dust.
Hang on.
Bernie.
Need to ask some more. Is there any further questions, Your Honor? I need to ask something. How many people in this round, Greg, did we get to the nitty-gritty?
No idea. I was so angry... That I can't remember the conversation after that because I just had the red mist that Jars would come into my suburb and play for my local cricket team and he'd behave in that fashion.
And because you represent, you're a 24/7 Rush Hour member, aren't you? It's all around the clock. You don't you're just not a Rush Hour member when we're on air 4 to 6.
Reputations.
It's like when you're in a football team. You represent the team at all times. So this is us. You're representing us.
I understand.
That's right. And you've walked off on your
bike. No, I didn't.
Not
your
at all.
Your behaviour is a reflection
that
on all of us.
It drags us down to that level.
That young man, his name's
Kane.
His name's Kane.
Right.
I know where he works.
Well, he just said that,
it's not true. I was in a ram with one other bloke called the old Alex Nankerville.
He's made that up.
No, that's his name.
Right.
And because I only use cash, the club uses the card now because I've got sucked into the digital world.
Digital world.
So it's true. You didn't.
Because they don't take cash.
Even any danger, just leaving a 20 there.
No,
donate
I said
the 20.
I said use that if you can.
No, oh,
and
you
they
knew
only
he
use
couldn't.
Poxy cards.
You knew he couldn't when you said use this if you can.
That's so disappointing.
Rumours are true.
They're not true, Greg.
You tidy pants.
It is disappointing.
No, it's not.
It's disappointing for us.
No, it's not.
Because we have to live with that now.
Now
people at the Walkerville Cricket Club think we're tight.
Okay.
I can't go back in there.
No,
you. Step foot in the bloody establishment. Bottom lip's gone. I'm a bit frazzled.
What hasn't he done in that joint?
He's never stepped foot in the bloody joint. They don't even know who he is. They see him is running around the oval with his pointy little skinny legs and his hairy arms.
Oh, there's Greg Blewett. I was thinking about coming down this weekend, but not now.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's so disappointing.
Yeah, well,
honestly.
Your behaviour is a disgrace.
I'm going to ring the president of the cricket club.
Yeah, you're the one that's disappointing.
No, not at all.
You're trying to return the...
Not at all.
No.
Let's give away $1,000.
Oh, no.
Like it's not your money.
What did you say then?
when we see something, as good leaders, we do something, don't we?
Absolutely.
So last week, when we wanted to give one of the Brekkie members a little bit of feedback about maybe just carrying on a little bit too much about how long his question went. When you've got the Premier on, you need to cut to the chase. Yeah, he hasn't got all day.
No.
Get to the point. Get it out there so everyone can hear the flood updates. And if anyone that missed it, this is Mark Rusciuto you've only got a little bit of time with the Premier, Pete Malinauskas.
Lots of people, look, it's great that the river never got as high as what they it looked like it was going to. It still got high and still done a lot of damage, still huge amounts of people not doing well. So I understand all that. It is receding. The water heights in Renmark and Wakery and places like that, and still a huge amount of damage down lower in the river. What's the plan? I know you've got different stages along the river. You're going to sort of drop some of the restrictions there. What's the plan for in the next few weeks?
Mark Rusciuto's question, 37 seconds.
37 seconds. Now, I thought it went a bit longer than that.
Correct.
It seems a lot longer. And Jazz, he's not happy with you because you had a bit of feedback for him. And this is what you had to say after we replayed it.
Okay. Now, Rupert, he's got to get to the point. Premier, just give us an update.
The Premier tried to cut in a few times and help him out.
I heard Ditch took off down at Freddy's at Canetto's for a coffee.
A bit of feedback for him.
Yeah.
He's been filthy. He's been all over you.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, timing and everything.
This'll be good.
But you don't make any mistakes, so it's hard to pick anything up.
Oh, well.
Shut up.
He only had to listen for one segment. We interviewed Tommy Jonas last week, and he said, I hope you're going to do this to him.
Tommy Jonas, did you enjoy your break? Because it goes very, very quickly in pre-season. It just all creeps up on you when you're getting a bit of an elder in the side, because you've got 30-plus these days and the body's still hanging in there. You're hanging in there by a thread or two.
By short and curly.
How do you keep motivated knowing that you've got a thriving business, you've got a lovely young family, and obviously you've got a shack that's underwater?
Wrap it up, Ru.
great question though, Jars.
Thank you, mate.
What was it?
Andrew Jarman's question, 39 seconds.
Get out!
Picked in by 2 seconds.
We got him! No. We have a clubhouse leader for longest question ever.
Stop it! I was trying to get 5 questions in one.
Oh, I think you got 7 or 8.
Oh, no.
I thought Bruce had more questions. His was just shorter, but lot
they
more
weren't
of them.
Even.
So he's been all over you and couldn't wait to send that back through. So,
no doubt.
Hey, remember, it's just to make everyone better. We'll get better from this.
Take it on the chin,
and we'll get him back again.
I've got
don't
to be
worry.
Prepared to be
we'll
better.
Get him back.
Of course, we will.
Up next,
there won't be up next. what do you got, Ty?
One role that we have to play here, or one of our roles, is to do live reads, and you know that's it's pretty big. You got to get it right because people pay money for it.
Yes.
They sponsor. They
explain to the fam what a live read is.
Listen, Jazz.
Well, companies pay money to advertise
like
in certain sections of our show, so we have to read them out live, and they can be hard. Jazz, are they hard or?
Oh, look, at times I'd like to ad lib. To make
that's when you get in trouble.
To make the read sound real.
Yes.
But we try and, you know, cut through to the audience.
We don't want to be scripted, do we?
No. And get on board. Now, what have you got?
Yeah,
what happened?
Generally, Jazz kicks us off, which you did again today, which was he had a couple of blemishes, but we let him off.
What do you mean?
No, well, that's
but we got to normal. Blue today, and Blue, you've been pretty good. You've been pretty good considering you had a terrible 2021. You bounced back a bit last year. Last year you bounced back a little bit. But I want you to go back to 2021, and you've started the year off beautifully because one of the biggest bands, well, in the world at one stage, was INXS.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows INXS, and as it's written down, remember, INXS. But we all know that. Not Greg.
Led Zeppelin, Friday, Feb 3. Inks, Friday, Feb 10.
Inks, it's INXS, you twit. Honestly, where are you? In some barrel.
Say projection again.
Inks. Projection.
That's your worst ever, Greg.
You twit. Inks.
Oh, I need that.
And let's go and watch Inks Friday. 15.
What is it?
It's bloody inaccessible.
Inaccessible. Every day, all day.
Oh, play it 500 times a day.
Go slang.
He did. He even said, well, what is it then?
What are you doing? What
went through your head?
Inks.
There you go. Hutchie and the boys.
There we go.
Yeah. You love it. You love it in excess, don't you?
Yeah, Jazz. Oh, you're a big fan.
Oh, what? And you've never stuffed anything up, Bern, is that right?
No, not recently.
Oh, you call it out if I do it.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't. We just gloss over it because we're a team. Yeah, we're part of a team. We back you up.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Every little mistake that I make.
Oh, geez, he is fired up. I like this. You know, when he fires up the most?
When?
When he's not in studio. Now, over the Christmas break, spent a bit of time, the longest probably period of time I've spent at home all in one hit for a long time, over 2 weeks, which was great. Caught up with everyone. Part of that went out to the farmhouse and you know how you always store, I don't know if you guys still do it, but plenty out there do. You just, anything you don't want at your house, you sort of leave at your parents' house.
Yes. And
things you want to keep, but you don't really want them in your house for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, I discovered something that is going to now be a big part of my life, which I hadn't seen since, well, it was 2009 I received this. Yeah. So this is part of my, when I won the Adelaide Football Club Best and Fairest Jars, I won, well, not won, as a part of that you get a gift and it was a watch. It's the watch I'm wearing now.
Lovely.
A beautiful Swiss made Oris watch. And so 2009, as soon as I won that, don't need that, sent it back home to mum and dad. So over the Christmas break, 2023.
You just got emotional.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, Mum goes, what? You know, this is yours. And it's like, it looked like a diver's helmet, the sort of thing it was in. Yeah. And I opened it up. I was like, oh, yeah, that's that watch. Mm. And I'm thinking, geez, that's
not a
pretty
bad watch.
Good. I looked it up. They're worth $7,000, Blue.
Yeah.
$7,000. And I hadn't worn it for 14 years.
And does it work?
It's an automatic watch. I put it straight on and it just started ticking.
What?
You
hang on.
Put it on your, put it on your wrist. It's an automatic, so it goes on movement. And
does
now,
it?
Yeah, I can take it off.
Does it need a battery?
Doesn't need a battery. So I took it off, like, since I've had it for now, a month nearly? You take it off and it still lasts a couple of days before it needs movement again. So I've got that. And it's just got me thinking about what have you ever... Have you ever won anything blue like that? Have you ever won a prize or a golf competition or cricket?
It?
Well, there's too many to mention.
Oh.
But, no.
John, you don't have to be a d- every time.
I'm being serious actually. I won a medal comp down at Cooyonga.
Yes.
And you get, as part of that, you get some Cooyonga cufflinks.
Oh, nice.
To wear. So same sort of thing, completely forgot about. I kept getting message after message.
Yep.
There's these cufflinks to come and collect. So yeah, they were there for about 12 months before I actually collected them.
But they're
very nice.
Yeah, use them now.
Well, I'm going to use them for our centenary dinner that's coming up down at Cooyonga, actually.
Yeah. Now you're trying to play some other dinner.
Little black tie affair, James.
Oh. At Cooyonga.
Yes.
The gated facility down there.
You have to swipe in. Yes. Jars, have you ever won anything?
Oh, well, I had a set of golf clubs.
hang on, let's get to that.
Hang on.
So you had your speech written out for winning the 95 BNF, what happened?
Well,
Matty Connell just
he deserved that.
He had a great year.
Yes, he did.
Pipped you by one vote.
And look, it's okay. It's unfortunate.
You got a golf bag.
Yes, I did, as a runner-up and said a few words.
What did you decide to – well, your speech went out the window because that was all about winning.
If we drain West Lakes, there'll be a set of clubs in there somewhere.
Oh, it all went in.
Yeah.
What, you can jam, you can jam your golf clubs if I'm coming second. She goes, no, it's a cardigan. But thanks for asking. What's that sound?
Now,
that
reminds me of some white goods lurking in the kitchen here at Triple M.
Yes, I heard that.
Now,
was that a washing machine?
We have a fire warden in the building.
And who would
Greg
that be?
Greg and family. Little B.
Yes.
Little BB, who's leaving us in a few weeks' time.
She's heading to the Big Smoke in Melbourne.
Who's going to take over that role?
Well, I'm going to put my hand up.
Maybe put your hand down because no one can trust you when there's a fire.
You now, have to be here to be the fire warden.
What do you say then?
you have to be here.
Fire extinguisher, I know where I'll be using that, Gregory.
He uses one once
on your teeth. Now, listen, we've got about 100 of us that work here at Triple M on the 13th floor.
Yeah,
and
nice
everyone's
floor.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, we all nearly had to evacuate because one of our very own nearly blew up long
she wears
break.
Nice clothes, but
wears nice clothes.
The kitchen,
oh, stop. Crook, who's dubbed me?
Sleeps with a fan on.
Has to have her feet out of the doona.
Well,
our sheet just half pulled up.
Pulled up. Our very own Emma G nearly blew up the whole station. Because what'd you do with the microwave, G?
You're adding a bit of mayo.
No.
Okay.
What'd you do, G?
You know those microwavable rice sachets that you just tear the top and you put... No, wait. I use those. So last night I went and bought some soup because I got a bit of a sore throat. I was like, soup will do me good. Yeah. And it was in the same kind of packet where you just tear it off like a plastic sachet.
Oh,
so automatically I just put it in the microwave.
Oh, no.
Of course, the packet was aluminium.
Oh, oh no.
So I turned around to do something then I heard
and I saw flying everywhere.
Yeah,
I thought
in the
it was
microwave.
A lightning from last night.
They reckon they were ducking for cover.
I saw B, the fire warden, crawling across the deck.
Had a dump.
Get down.
There was four fire trucks downstairs. It was like Towering Inferno, G.
Oh, no. But nobody ever really taught me properly to not put aluminium in the microwave. Yeah. I didn't even really think of it.
That's, I'm afraid, Emma G, common sense.
You can't
well, I learned
that
the hard way.
You can't learn that in a textbook. That's just...
Well, we're all right, thankfully.
I had my soup,
we're all alive.
We've got 13 floors of people out on the street by the chief of fire water.
The kitchen's burnt to the hinges.
What about the $5,000 bill for the fire trucks?
Per truck. Per truck. We went off air.
Three of them blew.
We had an electrical storm.
Yeah, I need to talk to you, Jars, in particular. Greg, again? You come along for the ride.
No, oh, yes, I like it.
Credit when credit's due, Jars. I need to, and this is a bit of a softer side. You've got a very soft side, which we love.
Yes.
And you're very caring when it comes to community and fundraising. Now, on Saturday, you had a bit of a role to play down at the Port District's Football Club. Just run us through what you had to do and what occurred.
Right, so the Port District's Football Club and the community were outstanding on Saturday, raising money for one of their very own, Lee Whitehorn, who's battling brain cancer, father of two young children and a lovely wife. So the boys got together. This is the Port District's Footy Club boys got together. They did, they were running for an hour or so to raise money for the family. And our dear friend Ravo... rang me on the Thursday to see if I could come down and maybe just do a lap of the oval in a Port District's Premiership jumper and carry their Premiership trophy around the oval and they'll raise money.
Yes.
So, and I did that on Saturday and it was a humbling experience.
Yes, and I heard all great things what you did. So you ran a lap.
Yes.
Sculled a...
little
beer
bit.
Out of the cup.
Yes, yeah.
But just run us through how much you personally raised yourself, because I've got the figure here. Do you know that?
Honestly, I don't.
You don't know?
Honestly, I don't. I thought it was $1,000.
This is from someone that would know at the Port District Football Club. The great man, talking about you, is a legend. He raised personally, Blue, 10 grand just for his run.
Are you joking?
Donations.
Are you joking?
No, wow. I'm not joking. That is a big, big for just your run and what you did.
Well done,
and
Jazz.
Nearly 30K for the day for the club.
Oh, wow.
And for Lee.
Yeah.
So well done, Jazz.
No.
Not all the time I put Burns Bit up there.
Yeah.
I'm coming for people. I've got a both sides to me, but credit where credit's due.
That is great numbers.
And well done. And I've got a couple of photos here of... Well, you look like you're attempting to skull out of the Premiership Cup, but most of it's...
You put, zero of that in your mouth.
It's gone all down the front of me.
No, it collapsed.
You're tipping it on your head.
I did a lap.
You've gone to ground. Look at it all over the Guernsey.
I apologise.
There's some fluid retention there too.
There is. But it was a credit goes to the football club. Because he's much loved figure. They awarded him life membership on the Saturday regarding the football club there, Greg and family. Mm. He a lovely bloke. Had a good chat to him on Saturday. So he's fighting hard. You know, he's fighting really hard. So that's great numbers, Bern. I wasn't aware of that.
Well done, Jars. I thought you would have known that.
No, I didn't.
So well done.
So well done to the footy club. And well done to everyone making a donation.
Yes,
so
well done. Good.
Now, I'm going to go back to 1979. This is Jar's diary. I found another one. Now, parent-teacher night wasn't really good in the Jarman household.
Oh, no.
My mother couldn't attend and my father couldn't attend.
Right.
So I took a dear friend, a dear friend with me, which didn't go down too well back in 1979. Dear diary, what a disastrous day. Today, I had my end-of-term parent-teacher night at school. Mum's normally the parent I prefer for these nights. But Mum was visiting Nana in hospital again because Nan's got gout. So guess who had to take me to parent-teacher? Larry the Bat, Mum's friend. Well, we got there late. He smelt like a brewery. And he turned up wearing a pair of stubby shorts, blue singlet, and his mowing boots. He looked like Paul Hogan's character, Arthur Donger.
Here we go with the Arthur Donger banana lounge sit-ups.
After 5 minutes of being in there, Larry the Bat looked cranky. From outside the room, I couldn't hear what Mr. Tufner was saying, but his face was red. A couple of the parents were sniggering. Mr. Tufner looked really nervous and kept looking up to the ceiling. When I looked, I couldn't believe what I saw. There he was, Larry the Bat, lounging in my school chair with the family jewels hanging out of his stubby shorts. Soon after that, the parent-teacher night wound up. It was the shortest one on record, Diary. Now Darren wants to take Dad to the next one, but only if he wears his stubbies. Thanks, Larry the Bat. Good night, Dory. This is bad.
Larry the Bat.
He's a legend at the Gays of Footy Club, yeah, Larry the Bat. Yeah, the green panel van.
Yeah, right.
God bless him. He's a character. He looks more like Snoop Dogg back in the 70s and 80s.
I didn't know.
And he loved the old...
You didn't have to take your mum and dad to parent-teacher interview night.
Yeah, me.
I should have tried it.
And please wear underwear. Now, I had a big day yesterday. So I was in Melbourne and I did the game last night between the Renegades and the Strikers. But before that, I pre-recorded some of our show last night.
Yes, you did.
So I did most of the show from Marvel Stadium and then did the show, and then I finished about 11 o'clock last night.
That's a big day.
And I went for a run around the town, did a couple of laps around there. Met my run walk, So
nice.
By the time I got to the end of the night, I was buggered, right? So I got back to my apartment in Southbank at 11:30 p.m.
Southbank's nice.
And I had all my radio equipment with me as well, right? So
look like you're carrying the Brownlow votes in.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
It is. It looks like that, yeah. Suitcases.
So I go to the lift. There's only one lift in this apartment block, and I'm staying on level 19. There's only 20 levels. I'm on level 19.
Nearly the penthouse.
And I see that the lift is on level 12, right? So I press it to come down, lights up, and then after about 2 seconds, the light goes off. And I'm like, oh, that's strange. Press it again, light goes off, then I'm like, oh, no. And there's no one at reception. So then there's a number that you can ring after hours. I ring up and I said, listen, the lift's on level 13, what did I say?
12.
13. I need to get to level 19. What's going on? So, well, actually, we've had a couple of phone calls. There's someone going out to try and fix the lift, but we're not sure when they're going to get there.
Oh,
and
no.
This is 11:30. So what do I have to do?
Take the stairs.
Stairs to level 19.
Oh, I thought you would have called a chopper. Drop you up the top, go 19. Down a level. So
I can tell you what, with the radio gear.
You did 19 levels,
with
Greg.
The quads, the calves, the glutes.
Yeah. Well, the
everything was
calves.
Going. But it's just, at the end of the day, it just really it, got to me, Charles.
I was angry.
How long did that take you? 19? I've never heard of anyone.
Probably took me about 10 minutes, I reckon.
So where
so I, just,
where
I
level
took it as a I took it as a bit of a
workout. Fitness.
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know, what, I'm just going to get on with it. Just
yeah,
get,
I like
get
that.
On with it.
Got so up, we're level 13 here. So it's, this is pretty high. Another six levels, Charles.
Mm.
If you can't add 6, 13.
It was a fair hike. But anyway, 133.53 because I thought lift. I could have been stuck in the lift. That would have been worse.
Yes.
But I want to know where have you been trapped?
Okay.
At some stage, you can't get out. Whether it's a lift or somewhere else, have you been trapped anywhere?
Yes,
Charles?
Rainwater tank.
What?
Yeah.
Was there water?
That's
well, I
dangerous.
Climbed in
how?
To clean the to clean out the rainwater tank.
Oh. Scrub the sides.
Yeah, did all that.
Get the Aggie off.
Gave it. Did the whole lot, and it was about a 35 degree heat. Mm-hmm. And then because the there's only a little small little exit for me to get out. I got stuck with my shoulder.
That's actually
so my
ooh,
shoulders
dangerous.
Got stuck. Stainless steel bloody rainwater tank. I was stuck there for a while. Don't worry. So I got trapped. I said, Maz, ring the fire brigade.
What, the jaws of life? Get out.
So she just got some olive oil and just slapped it all over my body and I slid out.
No, that was after, I think.
All right.
Anyway.
Where have you been trapped?
Greg Blewett walked up 19, what, flights of stairs?
Yes.
Because your lift blew up?
Yes.
11:30 last night after the cricket.
Oh, terrible.
I got
terrible.
Trapped in a bloody rainwater tank trying to clean it, burn.
I got trapped in down at Narracourt. We went down there for a school camp.
Right.
And I wasn't trapped for too long, but it was long enough for me to start to get a bit nervous. I was in the Narracourt caves. You go in and do this little challenge where it gets pretty tight and you come back. You're meant to be able to go around and turn around, but just being so broad and having big shoulders back when I was in year five, there was a certain height you had to be. And I actually got stuck there for probably 10 minutes.
Right.
But 10 minutes felt like 2 days.
Oh,
it was very scary and dark. Dark.
Dark.
Oh, dark.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, not good. So eventually got out, which was a big relief.
Drew from Glenelg. Good afternoon, Drew.
How are you guys?
Very good. Where have you been trapped, young man?
Not me, but one of the first times I was allowed to look after my daughter while my wife went back to work, about 4 o'clock, she got her head wedged in the pram.
Oh, no.
Hang on, you're allowed to look after your daughter. Weren't you allowed before that?
Oh, she was off, so I'll look after her, no worries. Then she tried to crawl on the pram and bang, wedged in, had all the neighbours over, trying to get her out before mum come home.
Jaws of death.
How'd you get her out?
Oh, well, my hacksaw blade was blunt. The neighbours come over with one, just get her out before the wife comes home.
Oh, my God.
Good on you, Drew.
You're
thanks,
running
mate.
Repairs.
Let's go to Chase at Redwood Park. G'day, Chase.
Hello.
How are you? Have you been trapped?
Good. Yes.
What happened?
So we went, my uncle lives in Ireland and we live in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And what happened is my cousin and I, we went into this room and we got trapped inside the room like midday.
Oh, no. In a hotel, was it?
Yeah, in my uncle's in Ireland.
Oh, no. So it was like a fire exit or something, was it? You couldn't get out?
Yeah.
Mum and Dad a bit nervous?
Pardon?
Were Mum and Dad, were they scared? How long did it take?
They didn't even know that we were stuck.
Oh, no.
Were they happy to leave you in there?
How'd you get out, Chase?
Yeah.
Someone we knew, they were in the hotel and they let us out.
Oh, very nice.
Goodness for that.
See? Yeah. Shouldn't go wandering in hotels.
Good call, Chase. 12-year-old. What a lovely young man.
No, I said Jars because he can go wandering at night, sleepwalking. Hey, let's go to Maddie from Ingle Farm. Where have you been stuck or trapped?
Hey, guys. Yeah, when my kids were a bit younger, we went down to Bunnings and they wanted to go on the playground. So, but the little fella got stuck up the top and was calling for help. So I climbed up and the slide sort of split off into two. And when I got up there, one leg went down one slide and the other leg went down the other slide.
Ooh.
And I was doing the splits.
Ooh.
And I couldn't get my body to bend in the right direction to get out.
Yeah.
And I started hitting definitely started panicking, thinking, oh my God, they're going to have to get a crane in here to bloody get me out. And but I eventually got, but I had a sore groin for about a week trying to push my leg to get out.
Good thing you're in the right place. Bunnings have got a lot of tools to get you out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Aisle 7. Hacksaw. Yeah.
Gentlemen stuck in kids' playground. Yeah.
Can we get someone to aisle 11?
Good on you, Matty.
Get the saw out. Good on you, Matty. Yeah. Thanks, mate. Braden from Seacliff Park. Braden, where have you been stuck?
G'day, boys. Well, we were actually on the Gold Coast in the Scooby-Doo ride, and we were waiting quite some time. And Dad was getting a bit nervous, so he actually broke the barrier on the across your knees on the ride, and he walked out and was stuck in there for about an hour, I think.
Oh, jeez. What, did the release just not open, did it?
No, so we weren't even at the spot where you were meant to get out. We were just waiting because they had a bit of an issue, and then he just bent the bar all the way forward and then
walked out of the ride.
Dad's gone in and gone, not my son. I'm taking this thing apart.
And you have to wait for about an hour to get on it as well. Is that right?
You'll line up again. Good stuff.
Let's go to Anita from Brahma Lodge. Where have you been trapped, Anita?
Well, I was stuck outside. My 2-year-old locked me outside for about an hour.
That's happened to me.
Sorry?
That's happened to me as well. Harvey locks me out all the time, and then they just laugh at you through the window, and you go, no, you try
exactly
and be nice.
That's what she did. Well, I was in the laundry taking the washing out. We've got a side bit down the side of our house, and I knew she was buzzing around the house doing what 2-year-olds do. And anyway, I'm hanging out the washing, and like I could hear her in the laundry behind me, and then I heard the little flick of the snub on the door, and I've turned around, and I'm like, oh my God.
Death flick.
Ran around to the sliding door. No, that wasn't open. Ran back around, and there she is, big smile on her face. It was lucky that she was sort of smart enough. My phone was on the couch. And I said, go get mummy's phone. And she eventually did.
Yeah.
And there was enough gap under the screen door for her to
get
post
the phone.
It.
Lucky.
And
lucky.
But I still had to wait for an hour because I had to wait for my partner to come and bloody rescue me.
Yeah, great call. Hey, Harvey does that to me. And you go through different emotions. You go, mate, let me out. And you go, nah, mate, we'll go down the park. I'll take you for a kick at the footy. Try and be nice. And he still laughs. So you go, now open the bloody door. You go through different stages.
There's a lot of stories to hotels where people think they go into the toilet and they walk out of their room. Can't get back in.
That's not good.
Let's go to Pete at Snowtown. Pete, where have you been trapped?
Oh, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Good,
Pete.
Oh, look, what my poor son, you brought up Narracook Cave, so I had to call in because he was out. Or 7 or 8, the poor little bugger. Maybe 6. I don't know. But, come on, I had a few frothies back then. We'd gone through the same thing, that tour thing. Yep. And I've gone through this gap, and then me poor boy's come from behind me, and he got stuck. I don't know. I got through, and I thought, how can you get stuck? But I've grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, and you had to put the overalls on and all that.
Yeah.
You know, that were hired, obviously. I pulled him out and he's had a little bit of an accident.
Oh, poor little love.
No.
Well, that can happen when you get nervous. You
thanks, Pete.
Stuck.
Good stuff.
See?
Johnny from Newton. G'day, Johnny.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good. Where have you been trapped, mate?
In my marriage, mate. 17 years.
How long? Did you say 17?
17 years I was trapped in marriage. Now I'm happily divorced with a passion.
Thanks for your call, lovey. Sounds great. We're about to wrap up, family. Thanks for coming down to say hello. This show is it's a big show. It's
what is it?
All around the world. We got people tuning in everywhere.
And when you sit up the front of a plane, what's that called, Jazz?
Well, I thought it was, gold class.
Gold class,
gold class.
Jazz, the gold class tickets were a section of the plane that you sit up the front in.
Yeah. And you
that's
said,
why he said thanks
you
to
said
Virgin.
Thank you to Virgin Airlines.
For
so
the
had
gold
it was
class
50,
tickets.
50, how do you know it wasn't Qantas? They're actually movie tickets, you bloody nuts.
Hey,
single-handedly the funniest thing I've ever heard on radio.
You call me numb nuts all of a sudden. Have a great weekend. Now, we've got the German Magic book there, which I've got to sign another copy of.
Oh, yeah.
I did read it. That is brand spanking new, isn't it? Has a page been turned?
It is, no. It's like it just got printed.
Come on. Right,
your head is still
anyway,
the same.
Anyway, hey, big thank you to the Ramsgate Hotel for having us, West End Brewery, our sponsors, and all our family out there that listen to us. Thank you for your support. We're back again Monday. Are we back Monday?
Yes.
Lots to talk about.
Yep.
Can all I just grab one thing that you chucked in here?
Yes, Byrne.
This is from Jars himself. I'm regarded as one of the most talented Aussie rules footballers to ever pull on a boot.
That's on the back. Here's your highlight tape. See you Monday, everyone.
After another sharp week on the Rush Hour.
Hey, it's g'day. It's Bernie Blue here.
He can't even get hay out.
It's time for the highlight tapes. It's been a big week on the show, but unfortunately, you probably missed most of it as your car radio was turned off.
Family, up next, our very own Greg Blewett, Australian cricketer, South Australian great, will review the Strikers' performance, not only last night, but their big bash season.
Pull over, sit down.
Yes.
Be careful.
Yes. Turn the car off.
But for those who did hear the show, you'd know that Andrew Jarman had the Adelaide 36ers firmly in his sights.
The Adelaide 36ers.
Adelaide 36ers, the most expensive team in the NBL.
And didn't Jars go hard?
They haven't fired a shot. So there has to be some changes on and off the field.
Okay.
The culture stinks.
Oh, boy.
Changes needed. Culture stinks. That's strong stuff, Jars. But we know he must have done his homework on this.
They don't play as a team. I've been watching them, and it's disappointing.
Yeah. He's been watching them, and he's right across all things 36ers. Anyway, let's move on to the quiz.
You got a clue?
Yes. Who is the captain of the Adelaide 36ers?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Speaking of sports, Jars is all over. The Tour Down Under wrapped up this week with a win for Aussie Jay Vine and a loss for Jars' cycling credibility.
What about the Tour Down Under? Mm-hmm. A good Australian won the event, Jay Vine. Only the second Australian to win the Tour Down Under.
So you reckon there's only two? Do you want to change your answer at any stage?
Is there another one? I've gone blank.
How many?
Three.
Okay. I'll accept three. There is.
How many?
Stuart O'Grady.
One.
Michael Rogers.
Two.
Patrick Jonker.
Three.
Simon Gerrans.
Four.
Alan Davis.
Five.
Cameron Mayer.
Six.
Rowan Dennis.
Seven.
Richie Port.
Eight.
And Jay Vine.
Nine, Jars. You're already out by seven. Good intel.
I read the paper and they said he was the second.
You can't read.
Well, I know that.
Straightening up now, and Jars blew everyone away this week, raising an incredible amount of money for a very worthy cause.
The Port Districts Football Club and the community were outstanding on Saturday, raising money for one of their very own, Lee Whitehorn, who's battling brain cancer.
Yep.
They rang me to see if I could come down and just do a lap of the oval in a Port Districts Premiership jumper and carry their Premiership trophy.
Yes.
And they'll raise money.
Just run us through how much you personally raised yourself, because I've got the figure here. Do you know that?
Honestly, I don't.
You don't know?
Honestly, I don't. I thought it was $1,000.
This is from someone that would know at the Port District Football Club. The great man, talking about you, is a legend. He raised personally, Blue, 10 grand just for his run.
Are you joking?
Donations. 10 grand.
Are you joking?
No.
Wow, what an effort. There's only one thing you can say about that.
Well done, Jars.
Well done, Jars.
Well done to the footy club.
Credit where credit's due.
That is great numbers.
And well done.
Hey, boys, how do you like your steak?
Well done.
Yep.
I think this joke has been...
So well done.
Well done to everyone.
Moving on, we learned this week why Bluey has not been put in charge of the music here at Triple M. And no, it's not because of this.
Nothing but the best for you.
No, I'm good.
Love
that song.
But because of this live re-disaster.
Led Zeppelin, Friday, Feb 3. Inks, Friday, Feb 10.
Inks is in excess, you twit. Honestly, where are you? In some barrel.
That's your worst ever, Greg.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
And live glasses and content. Is it live or live? Tell me what it is.
It's live.
Is it live? Don't shout.